The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I'll get the door. I wonder who's at the door. Just a second. I'm on my way. Just a moment. Yes?
Mr. Sales, you've got to help me. I appeal to you.
No, you don't. Ooh, yes, you do.
That's better. You've got to help me. It's my husband. He thinks he's a bowling ball.
Your husband thinks he's a bowling ball?
Yes.
Well, why don't you take him to a psychiatrist?
I intend to, as soon as I get him out of the gutter.
All right. It's not raining inside. Going to be a great 2 hours. So just sit back and relax and join us and sing along now, because we're all going to sing now and get ourselves up for this 2 hours. So you just join us, because we're coming apart. Okay? You're all set to go? All right, Daryl B., kick it off. And everybody sing out nice and loud. And here we go. A two, a one, two, three. I ain't mad at you, a pretty baby. Don't you be mad at me. Whoa, 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 whoa. I ain't mad at you, a pretty baby. Don't you be mad at me. La, la, la. I ain't mad at you, pretty baby. Don't you be mad at me.
Live from New York, where the Cannonball leaves for Hooterville every evening at 6, it's the Soupy Sales Moldy Only Show, starring Soupy Sales, with Daryl B. Mordecai and the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band, and me, I'm Ray Dariano. And now, the original rider on the storm, Soupy Sales.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Yes, sir. And welcome again to our Moldy Oldie Show. We got famous birthdays to celebrate. Yeah. We've got a look at this week in Moldy Oldie history, and we've got a two-part salute to the British invasion. Yeah. But before we get started, I got to say a big salute to our teenagers out there, because a lot of people put them down, and they really shouldn't do it, because a lot of teenagers have accomplished quite a bit by joining the Peace Corps. And you should see what a few of them have done for two primitive African tribes in Mozambique. Drag racing elephants. Oh, also, before we go any further, I want to say good luck to my producer, Dan Fermento, because he just bought a Robin Hood house.
Well, what's a Robin Hood house?
It has a little John. Also, I want to say congratulations to my engineer, Gene Garnes, because he and his girlfriend, Irene, went to a masquerade ball last night, and they were a big sensation. I just wish I'd have been there.
Why?
Well, you know, Gene's overweight, and Irene's neurotic.
What did they go as?
A horse and buggy.
Let's kick off our salute to the British invasion. Here's the band that started it all, the Beatles, and She Loves You.
Yeah.
From 1964, the first U.S. hit, the Dave Clark Five, with Mike Smith on vocals and Glad All Over. A salute to the British invasion on Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies, and Here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. You know what? I was looking for you, Ray, because I wanted you to go with me to the NBC commissary a little while ago. Boy, they really have a great going for them up there.
What do you mean?
Well, you know what? I asked for a napkin. Someone clanged the gong. The band played a fanfare. And then the maitre d' came over with 300 silkworms and a whip. I wonder who's at the door. I'll get the door. Just a second. I'm on my way. Hold it.
Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias, senorita Claire.
How beautifully handsome you look
today.
Well,
thank you. And you're the finest looking cleaning lady.
Yes. I may be, but I had to do my job.
You can't come in here now.
I must clean up.
Claire, listen to me. I'm on the air right now.
I'm doing my show.
Yes.
I have a wonderful joke.
You have a joke? Okay. What is it?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Igloo.
Igloo who?
Igloo Susie, like I knew Susie. Oh, but again. You know I'm a big hit, huh?
Not by me.
Not by you. But move out of my way.
No, you're not getting in here, Kerr. I'm on the air.
Do
not come
here. For.
Security.
Number one for this week in 1965, a guy who named himself after Elvis drummer DJ Fontana. Here's Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders in Game of Love on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie.
Your life, and you can do what you want.
British Invasion Band, still making great music today. The Kinks and Tired of Waiting from 1965. Ooh. We'll continue our salute to the British Invasion later on, here on Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. And stay with us now, because coming up in the next segment, Phyllis Diller will be here telling us about her favorite pastime and how she likes to go down to the beach, slip into her bathing suit, and just listen to the seagulls snicker at her body.
And we'll look at this week in Moldy Oldie history, and we've got a number one from a former carpet salesman. When Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies continues.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies show is brought to you by Flintstones. America's kids are Flintstones kids. 10 million strong and growing. And by Double Mint Gum. Double your pleasure with Double Mint Gum.
We are
Flintstones kids. Hey, Tommy, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Probably a stuntman.
How do you get to be that?
Well, to start with, Mom uses Flintstones every day.
You mean her vitamins?
Sure. She says they'll help us grow up and be what we want to be.
So what's Mom think about you being a stuntman?
She thinks I'm going to be a dentist.
Flintstones, now with NutraSweet.
And growing.
Welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's your host, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Woo. Right now, we're going to be hearing songs that were number one during this week in Moldy Oldie history.
All right.
And this segment is brought to you by our own number one, Vito.
Ah.
Hey, listen, are your spirits as low as your income?
Yeah.
Want to learn how to unload second-class junk on third-class customers?
Yeah.
Well, now you can, thanks to Vito's famous used car salesman school, where their motto is, we don't believe in mottos.
Ah.
Just take Vito's 5-day crash course, and in no time at all, you'll be saying such car things as, just $50 down, and we hold your wife and kids until the balance is due. Lots of cars run without windshields, and the old standby, tires, motor, doors, and brakes are extra. Vito's used car salesman school learns you how to lie to a customer without moving your lips, and you'll master 22 ways to fake a heart attack in time to close the deal. And then you'll be able to say the words, trust me, in 6 different languages. Vito's famous used car salesman school is as near as your telephone, which is just a stone's throw from the tip of your fingers, which are only a toll call from your elbow. So if you can't call, send us your number, and we'll call you, and you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
A former carpet salesman from Coopersville, Michigan, this is Del Shannon's number one hit from 61, Runaway.
Why? Why? She ran.
Number one for 6 weeks, including this week in 1971, Three Dog Night, and Joy to the World. Yeah. We're listening to number ones Woo. This week on Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy. Right.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks, everybody. Yeah. Hey, you know something, Ray? I was reading this article in the paper on babies.
Oh, yeah.
And they say everything that goes into a baby's mouth has to be boiled.
Hmm.
Which is why I guess bottle feeding has become so popular. I'll get the door. Wait a minute.
You've got this Marvin the
Look out, he's here. How are you, Marvin?
When you're a man with a beautiful haircut, you get good.
Don't sing, Marvin,
Great
please.
Great show today, Snoopy. Funny isn't the way.
Thank you, Marvin, but I'm on the air.
By the way, Snoopy, did you get that check I sent you?
I got it twice, Marvin. Once from you and once from the bank.
We can't work it out.
Marvin, I'm on the air right now. Could you wait in the office?
What is this, the Love Boat? You know that show, the Love Boat?
I was on the Love Boat.
And you were brilliant. Your performance made me cry, but I did that show. I cut everybody's hair. I said, Fred Granny, why did they call you Gopher? You don't have buck teeth. And you know what he said?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Ted Lang. I said, Ted, I hear you get paid more than Fred. Don't tell me how much. I'll drop dead. You know what he said?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Gavin McLeod. I said, Gavin, I can't find anything to cut. Why don't you wear a hat like you did on McLeod? You know what he said?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
No, he said Dennis Weaver was McLeod, you idiot.
Marvin, you're my favorite barber, but I don't need a haircut.
You're right, Soupy. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well, what's upsetting you, Marvin?
Well, I've been having a problem with grapes. I keep eating grapes. I'm always eating grapes.
Well, there's nothing wrong with eating grapes.
Off the wallpaper?
Get out of here.
Number one on the R&B charts for 9 weeks in 1967. This is Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin, and I never loved a man the way I love you.
You're no good.
Now give me that good love. All I need is love.
A song recorded first by the Olympics in 1965. It hit number one this week in 66 for the Young Rascals.
Yeah.
Good lovin'.
Yeah.
You're listening to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Yeah, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. And hey, stay tuned now. The Moldy Oldies show starts coming up. We'll be talking to a New York mother of three who has decided to wait until she's four to have another child.
Also, some one-hit wonders and a $3,500 wedding cake when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies returns.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mecca. A double great feeling, making you realize Double makes the one for you.
Double fresh, fresh, double smooth, smooth.
Double delicious to chew.
A double pleasure's waiting for you, Double Mecca.
And we're back on Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's your host, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Okay, time now to look at this week in Moldy Oldie history.
All
what
right.
do you got for us, Ray?
Okay, it was this week in 1961, To Kill a Mockingbird won the Pulitzer Prize.
Oh, it's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Wow. Also this week in history was the 88th birthday of Earl Pye, inventor of the Eskimo bearing his name.
All right, I got one for you.
Okay.
This week in 61, Milwaukee Brave Warren Spahn pitched his second career no-hitter. They beat the San Francisco Giants 1-0.
Oh, that's great. Also, this week in history, 62 years ago, scientists successfully ran the first electric automobile 35 feet and then began to work immediately on a longer extension cord.
Okay, and this week in 1963, McDonald's sold their 1 billionth hamburger, and back then they were going for 15 cents a piece.
I'm glad you brought that up, because now I'll issue my urgent warning to all McDonald's employees to take their cars in for a checkup. Remember, the cars deserve some breaks today.
And this week in 1967, Elvis married Priscilla at the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas. The wedding cake cost $3,500.
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck? Tell the world I'm yours by heck. Let them see your love for me, and let them see if I love you. Won't you wear my ring up around your neck? Tell the world I'm yours by heck. Let them know I'm
For Ringo from May 1971, yeah. It Don't Come Easy. Ringo married Barbara Bach this week in Moldy Oldie history, and here's the host of Soupy Tales, Moldy Oldies, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, and it's wild that you should speak about that because my associate producer, Ben Manila, told me just a little while ago that last night he got his girl to say yes.
Well, congratulations. When's the wedding?
Wedding? What wedding? I'll get it.
Hello.
Soupy, it's me, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley.
You know Shirley from down the hall.
I know the stewardess.
You remember?
Certainly. I'm like an elephant.
You've been eating peanuts again?
Shirley, what is it?
Well, I'm having company over tonight, and Bubba would like to meet you.
Who's Bubba?
A football player from Arizona I met on the plane.
Yeah?
He's a fan of yours, and I told him you lived in my apartment building, and I feel that I owe him a favor.
Well, why do you owe him a favor?
Well, on the flight here, I told him to put his seat in an upright position.
Yeah?
And he stood on his head. I slapped his face.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
It was?
Yeah. I had to stand on my head to do it.
Goodbye, Shirley.
Goodbye.
Okay.
This week in 1968, a new show opened on Broadway. The Cowsills had a hit with the title song, Hair.
Why I'm a hairy guy. I'm Harry Noonan.
Nighty night, night.
My hair is a fright. I'm Harry high and low, but don't ask me why.
'Cause he don't know.
It's not for lack of bread, like the grateful dead.
Darling.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, streaming, flaxen, waxen. Give me down to there, half shoulder length longer.
Baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy, hey, 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 hey.
Top 10 for the Rolling Stones, who appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1965. That's the last time. And this is Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now I'd like to bring out someone who's been with me for a long time, the leader of the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band. Ladies and gentlemen, would you join me? Nice round of applause for Daryl B. Mordecai. Hey, Daryl.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Soupy, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, Daryl. You know what, Daryl? You look a little upset today. Anything wrong?
Well, you know, I got money problems again.
Come on, Daryl. They say money isn't everything.
Well, that may be true, but look at how many things it is.
Yeah. Well, what's the problem?
Well, you know, my landlady, Mrs. Elmo, she just called me with some bad news.
Bad news?
Yeah, my ex-brother-in-law, Amos, showed up at my townhouse, and she let him in my apartment.
Amos? Well, isn't he the guy who can't keep a job?
Hey, I won't say this dude's a bum. Let's just say he suffers from chronic unemployment, you know?
Well, maybe he just needs a place to stay until he finds a job.
That could take years.
Well, why do you think he has so much trouble finding work?
The man is a slob, Mr. Soupy. I mean, he's got bad grooming habits, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, let's put it this way. He'll never miss an important phone call because he's in the shower.
Yeah. Well, if he's staying with you for a while, maybe he can help you out around the apartment. You know, some chores to earn his keep.
Are you kidding me or what? This is the type of guy who comes in every day and dirties up a bit.
Yeah. Well, what kind of work does he do?
I told you, he doesn't work.
Well, he must have had a job once in his life, didn't he?
Well, yeah, one time he was a lion tamer.
A lion tamer?
Yeah, but he lost the job.
Why?
The lions couldn't work with him because of the smell.
Play, Daryl.
Yes, sir. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We'll be right back with more music from the British Invasion and Soupy's Joke of the Day when Soupy Sells Moldy Oldies continues.
All right.
Was that a nibble?
Maybe the fish are full.
From what?
Worms, I guess. Think they eat more than worms? I would.
Maybe that's where fish get their vitamins to grow on.
Yeah. Good thing Mom gives us Flintstones instead.
Yeah, they come in more flavors than worms.
Flintstones, now with NutraSweet.
And growing.
Welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. You know what? I love listening to this show because those Moldy Oldies, they're all favorites of mine.
Well, I'm glad you said that because here's my favorite portion of the show, and I happen to know that it's Little Richard's favorite portion of the show as well.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, because now it is time for Soupy's Joke of the Day.
All right. There's this family, and they have an 8-year-old boy who has never spoken a word. And like any parents with a situation like this, they're worried sick. And one morning, while the three of them are having breakfast, the little boy looks up and says, "Can I have a little more sugar on my oatmeal?" Well, the parents look at each other, and they're dumbfounded. Well, they rush to each other, and they start hugging. They start crying hysterically, and they pick up the little boy, and they dance around the kitchen with him, crying with joy. And the mother breaks down crying, and she said, "You spoke. You said something. Tell us. Why have you waited all these years to speak?" And the little boy shrugs his shoulder and says, "Listen, up to now, everything's been okay."
Here's the top 10 one-hit wonder from a band from New York City. Every mother's son, and come on down to my boat.
She sits on the dock, a fish in the water alone. I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away.
smile so nice, like she wants to come with me, But she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. It's all day, all night. Father never lets her out of his sight. Get my knife and a paddle, cut my rope, and we can go fishing in my little red boat. Make you happy in my little red boat. So come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Come on down.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the book out loud. Tell me, tell me, tell me. I love you, darling. Baby, you know I do. But I've got to see this book of love. Find out why it's true. Wonder, wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love. Champion 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Champion 2, you tell her you never, 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 never gone apart. In Chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In Chapter 4, you break up, but you give it just one more chance. Oh, I wonder, wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love.
Baby, 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 I love you, yes, I do. Well, it says so in this book of love, ours is the one that's true.
I wonder, wonder, who wrote the book of love? Chapter 1 says the lover, you love her with all your heart. Chapter 2, you tell her, you never, 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 never gone apart. In Chapter 3, remember the meaning of romance. In Chapter 4, you break up, but you give her just one more chance. Oh, I wonder, wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love?
Baby, 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 I love you, yes I do. And it says so in the book of love, ours is the one that's true.
Wonder, wonder, wonder who wrote the book of love. I wonder who, yeah, who wrote the book of love.
It went to number 5 in the spring of 1958. It was the Monotones' only hit, The Book of Love. A one-hit wonder on Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, listen, stay with us now on the Moldy Oldies Show, because coming up in our second hour, I'll be talking to Alan Funt's garbage man, who coined the popular phrase, smell, you're on Candy Campbell.
Plus some famous birthdays and falling in love under an umbrella. All when Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldies continues. Welcome back to Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldies. This hour, Kiss star Paul Stanley talks about his radical decision to put his makeup back on. And now, here's the man who'd rather twist
then microwave Soupy Sales.
Yeah. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Well, this hour, we'll be hearing some great moldy oldie car songs. And we've got famous birthdays to celebrate. And we're going to start with more of our salute to the British invasion. And this segment is brought to you by our great friend Vito. Hey, listen. You want to get paid big bucks for spitting tobacco juice in public? Want to scratch yourself on national TV and other parts of your body?
Yeah.
Ever thought of becoming a professional baseball player?
Well, now you can,
thanks to Vito's famous baseball school, where their motto is, either steal that base or we'll rearrange your face.
Oh.
At Vito's famous baseball school, you'll learn how to get to first base with the coach's wife, only to be thrown out at home when your wife finds out. Vito personally teaches you how to hold a bat in your hand without getting scratched by his claws. He also shows you how important it is to have a good pitcher, preferably an 8x10 glossy. Vito's famous baseball school is as near as your telephone, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
Here's a British band who made their U.S. debut with Soupy Sales at the Paramount Theater in New York from August 1966, The Hollies and Bus Stop.
Bus Stop, where
Daisy,
there I say, please share my umbrella. Bus Stop. Bus go, she stays afloat under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I would see her waiting at the stop. Sometimes she stopped and she would show me. All the people said that if we were all quite insane, someday my name and hers are going to be the same. That's the way the whole thing started, silly but it's true. Thinking of a sweet romance. No more sheltering now. Nice to think that that umbrella led me to a vow.
See me cry.
back when Denny Lane was lead singer of the Moody Blues in Go Now, top 10 from March 1965 on Soupy Sales. Mold the oldies in here, Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you. And of course, you know, when you gotta go, you gotta go. What is it, the door? I'll get the door. Wait a minute. I'll get the door. Hold on just a second.
Yo, Soupy, what seems to be the misdemeanor?
Hey, it's Mike the cop. Hey, what's going on, Mike?
I'll tell you, Soupy, wait till you hear this one.
Yeah?
I'm standing around as I see this old lady put a coin in a blind beggar's tin cup.
Yeah.
Then she drops her handkerchief.
Yeah, well, what's so unusual about that?
Well, the alleged blind guy picks up the hanky and he hands it over to her.
The blind guy?
Well, the old lady says, "You're not blind." Now, get this. The beggar says, "I know it, lady. I'm working for my brother. It's his day off. I locked up the bum."
This is the last song Eric Clapton recorded with the Yardbirds, their first U.S. hit, number 6 in June 1965, For Your Love.
For Your Love. You time is right. Some things I will excite. I'll make you dream of me at night.
For your love, for your love, I would give the stars above. For your love, for your love.
tell your children.
The song was recorded in two takes, but it stayed at number one for 3 weeks in September 1964. Oh, yeah. The Animals and House of the Rising Sun. Yeah. It's Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's your host, Soupy Sales.
All right. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, stay tuned now, because coming up, we'll be talking to a lawyer representing a Detroit bakery customer who found a pebble in some bread dough. He's suing for rock and roll.
Still to come, some great old car songs and the king of the twangy guitar when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies returns.
Yeah, here we go.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. Double pleasure from double mezcal. A double great feeling, making you realize double mezcal's the one for you.
Double fresh, fresh, double smooth, smooth.
Double delicious to chew.
A double pleasure waiting for you. Double mezcal.
We're back on Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies. And here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, right now we're going to be celebrating famous birthdays.
Oh, great, great. Now, who was born this week in Moldy Oldies?
A lot of nice, talented people.
Oh, yeah. Like who?
Judy Collins.
Oh.
Born as a wonderful singer, Rita Coolidge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Duke Ellington was born this week.
Mm-hmm.
How about Leslie Gore?
Mm-hmm.
Fine singer. Pete Ham from Badfinger.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Horton. Yeah. Remember him?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
And Engelbert Humperdinck's birthday. Tommy James. How about that?
Thank you, Panky.
Yeah, Anne Margaret's birthday this week. Bobby Rydell.
Oh, he's great.
Oh, wonderful.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And Bobby V.
Beautiful. All right, now listen, what if some of our listeners happen to be born this week? What do you have to tell them?
Well, I'm glad you asked. If you were born this week, you were born on the sign of the turtle. So on your way to work today, stop at a Shell station. Be gracious. Don't talk down to anyone unless you're dancing with Emmanuel Lewis. Don't be so tight with a buck. Remember, the buck you save may be Bambi's father. All your troubles will disappear. Your kids will run away from home before you do. And and today would be a good day to make two calls.
Uh-huh.
One, call Lyle Alzada Chicken, and then call the paramedics. And finally, if you were born on this day, be extra nice to your wife and kids. Take them to a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
Then, while they're eating dinner, go to a singles bar and have a good time.
And born this week in 1938 in Corning, New York, he started playing guitar at the age of five. They call him Mr. Twang, rock and roll's most successful instrumentalist, Duane Eddy and Rebel Rouser. Thank you.
Thomas Gregory Jackson, this week in 1947 in Dayton, Ohio. That's Tommy James along with the Shondells in a top five hit from May 1968, Money Money. This is Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
All right, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Thomas Gregory Jackson. Hey, you know something? He had four other brothers. He could have been the Jackson Five. And they really would have had Money Money. I'll get the door. I wonder who's the girl. I'm on my way. Just a
Hiya, fellas. It's Jerry
and
his magic coffee wagon.
Hey, it's Jerry. How are you, Jerry?
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Why is that?
Don't you notice anything different about me?
Well, let's see. Is that a new jacket?
Nah.
Is that new shoes?
Nah, it's something else.
I give up.
I'm wearing a gas mask.
Oh. Take that thing off, Jerry.
Tiny. My girlfriend Hot Legs told me to wear it.
Oh, yeah? How is Hot Legs?
Oh, Hot Legs is pretty as a picture.
Oh, that's nice.
And last night I tried to hang her.
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
She gets mad when I disappear for a week.
I don't blame her. What did she say?
She wanted an explanation and she wanted the truth.
Yeah, and what did you tell her?
I told her to make up her mind. She can't have both.
Listen, why can't you two get along?
She says I'm a failure.
Yeah, and what did you say?
I said I'm not a failure.
That's right.
I just started at the bottom and liked it there.
Serve the coffee, Jerry.
When you're feeling tired and your energy is dragging, it's Jerry to the rescue with my magic coffee wagon. Some folks hate my coffee. They think that I'm a joke, but I'm great at selling donuts. To me, it's holy work.
Well, listen, thank you for your poem, Jerry. Jerry, your thumb's in my coffee.
Oh, that's okay. It's not hot.
Just be careful. By the way, Jerry, what's the average tip you usually get?
Oh, the average tip is $5.
Okay, here's $5.
Thanks. Up to now, no one's come up to the average.
Would you get out of here?
See you next week.
Okay.
Pete Ham, leader of Badfinger, was born this week in 1947 in Wales. Here's the 1970 hit, Come and Get It.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Make your mind up. If you want it.
Born this week in 1946, 3 days after her 17th birthday, It's My Party entered the charts. It went to number one, the birthday girl, Leslie Gore. This is Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, listen, stay tuned now. The Moldy Oldies Show, because coming up in the next segment, I'll be here to tell you the tragic story about the Mercedes owner who was hospitalized this morning with a terrible case of the bins.
And stay with us as we get in gear for some great car songs when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies return.
Hey, Tommy, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Probably a stuntman.
How do you get to be that?
Well, to start with, Mom uses Flintstones every day.
You mean her vitamins?
Sure. She says they'll help us grow up and be what we want to be.
So what's Mom think about you being a stuntman?
She thinks I'm going to be a dentist.
Flintstones, now with NutraSweet.
And growing.
Welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy
Oldies.
Here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everyone. It's time now to hear some Moldy Oldie car songs. Speaking about cars, did you hear about Dan Formento's girl? Last night, she told him that she wanted to make love in the back seat of the car.
Yeah.
And she wanted him to drive.
From June 1964, Chuck Berry in No Particular Place to Go.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel.
stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Particular place to go. Though we parked way out on the Kokomo, the night was young and the moon was cold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Once again, it's time for the thrilling and often frivolous adventures of Philo Kvetch, world's greatest part-time private eye. Today's episode is titled, It's the Sam Old Song.
I had to find Sam the Pirate. Someone at the last bar said he lived on this street. My job? Find him. I stopped a stranger on the street. I'm looking for Sam the Pirate.
You certainly have a lousy night for it. What you want the pirate for?
I want to talk. I'm looking for the other half of a map. There's big money in it for him if he can help.
Well, you don't want to tangle with the pirate. He's mean, he's vicious, not to mention dangerous.
Dangerous?
Oh, I told you not to mention dangerous.
I'm sorry. Here's a tin spot. I want to get a hold of it.
Well, you better be careful, kid. He's ticklish all over. I'm sorry. Try 222 Hunt Street. Cabby!
The old man split on me, took a cab. What does he know? I've got to find out. Cabby! Cabby?
Yeah, Mac.
Follow that car in front of us.
I have to. He's towing us. Will Philo catch his man? Or will he just catch a cold? And when will George Forster's bat heat up? Be with us next time when Philo says...
George Forster? What's he got to do with this?
On the further adventures of Philo Kvetch, world's greatest part-time private eye.
He'll never get out of this.
Continue with Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies. Here's a quintet from England with a top five hit from the summer of 1970, Vanity Fair and Hitchin' a Ride.
Thank you.
One of the greatest car songs of all time. Number three in July 1964. Jan and Dean. Yes. Little Old Lady from Pasadena. This is Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's your host, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, listen, stay with us now on the Moldy Oldies Show, because coming up in the next segment, rugged mountain climber Turk Pomeroy will be here to tell us why he has a terrible taste in his mouth as he pushes his new book, I Lick Mount Everest.
And we'll be right back with the sound of sweet soul music when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies continue.
All right.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show is brought to you by Flintstones. America's kids are Flintstones kids. 10 million strong and growing. And by Double Mint Gum. Double your pleasure with Double Mint Gum.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Mint Gum. A double great feeling making you realize Double Mint's the one for you.
For more of Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, listen, you certainly want to be with us next week because we got a lot of great guests going to be on the show.
Oh, really? Who's coming up?
Oh, I'll tell you. Sheena Easton.
Sheena Easton?
A sexy rock performer who only sings on coast-to-coast airplanes. We got Flu Ziegfeld.
Flu Ziegfeld.
A famous Broadway producer who sneezes during all of his opening nights. And we got Sally Field and Stream.
Sally Field and Stream.
Academy Award-winning actress who now sleeps with fish. We got Snob Rock. Snob Reiner. Yeah, stuck-up star of All in the Family. And we got Larry Birdie.
Larry Birdie.
Boston Celtic basketball great who sits on newspapers after every game. And Chili Nelson.
Chili Nelson.
A country singing star who gets paid in onions and beans.
All on this show.
All on this show.
Here's a song co-written by Sam Cooke, Otis Redding, and this man, Arthur Conley, with Sweet Soul Music.
Do you like good music? Oh, yeah.
Luigi Gino Sacco, better known as Lou Christie, and his number one hit from February 1966, Lightning Strikes, on Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, listen, now here are some scenes from next week's Moldy Oldies show.
Detective Agency.
Raspio Cup Caper.
Date, August 22nd, 1948.
Quite a common name.
My car, sir. I follow.
Hey, what are you trying to pull?
Oh! How dare you?
My name is...
That wasn't funny.
Yes, I know about that.
He was mad about me.
In a trash basket.
That wasn't funny.
And now, back to the Vapio Cup Caper. Dimitri Theopoulos.
Then I don't hesitate to shoot you.
It could get worse.
They'll bury me at sea.
How dare you?
Are you feeling okay, F?
Question. What's the easiest and best way there is to give your hair that well-groomed look?
How dare you?
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
That wasn't funny.
All next week on the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies Show. Hey, I want to thank you so much for being with us this week. I want to thank you, Ray. Thank you, Daryl B. And listen, be sure to be with us every week right here on the same station for the Moldy Oldies Show. Until I see you next week, you guys have a great week. Take good care of yourselves. Remember, I love you. Big kiss. Bye-bye, everybody.
This has been Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, starring Soupy Sales, produced by Dan Fermento and Ben Manila for Radio Today. Executive producer, Frank Cody. Recording technicians, Gene Garnes and Betsy Torres. Special thanks to Paul DeVere. Rodney Bell is there and Mark Humble. I'm Ray Dariano. Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies is a presentation of NBC Radio Entertainment.
Hello, me from your dog. Long time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.